Blog Talk Radio.
Psalms chapter 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for all gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you, Lord, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you, Lord, just for keeping us from day to day. We thank you, Lord, for just all that you have done, for your mighty power. We thank you, Lord Jesus, Lord, that even though there were days that we didn't seem know how we were going to go on, Lord, that you were with us, you were carrying us, you were guiding us, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and all that you have done, for there is none like you. You are mighty and powerful. You are the glorious one, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for sending your Son on the cross to die for our sins, that one day we would see you in glory. We thank you, Lord, for your righteousness, oh God. For salvation, oh God. We thank you. We give you the glory, God. I just praise you and give you the glory. Lord, I just pray for those right now that are seeking your face, Lord, who are seeking for a better way for themselves, Lord. Maybe they don't know which way to turn or what to do, Lord, but I ask and pray, oh God, that you begin to show them your way. Begin to guide them, Lord. Guide their footsteps, guide their minds, guide their speech, Lord. Give them wisdom and the things that they need to do, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray for favor over those people. Maybe favor for those who are looking for jobs or better jobs, Lord. I pray, oh God, and ask for those that have been feeling stressed, oh God, for of things that are going on in their lives, Lord. I pray for their strength, oh God. I pray, oh God, for pastors, oh God, strengthen them. Strengthen their minds, strengthen their hearts, strengthen their bodies, God, for they have to withstand so many things, oh God, that go on within the church or even within their congregation, Lord. So I pray, oh God, for their strength. I pray, God, that you would give them wisdom in the situations that they need to deal with, Lord Jesus. I pray, oh God, for even the congregations, Lord Jesus. Lord, I pray, oh God, that they would continue to seek your face day in and day out, that they would know that it's not about them, but it's all about you, that it's not a show or a game just to come to church and to worship and sing, but it is serious business because you are the King of kings and Lord of lords, and you are holy and righteous, and that this thing, this life, is about you, God, and about your witness, of who, the witness of who you are, Lord, and winning souls for your kingdom. And so, Lord, give your people a mind for righteousness and a mind for salvation, to seek your face daily, to pray, to fall on their knees, to know that you are the Holy One and that there is no other, and that it's not about us, but about you, God. Lord, I just pray right now, even though for those, oh God, who just need your strength, need your direction, that they need just a filling once more of you, God. Lord, I pray for those right now, Lord, that you just begin to move into their lives, God. Begin to show them your power, Lord. Begin to show them your grace and mercy like never before, God. Lord, even those who are seeking help for their ministry, Lord, I pray, oh God, right now in Jesus' name, that you guide them. Lord, supply their monetary needs, oh God, so that they would be able to minister to your people, those who are missionaries overseas, God. Lord, I pray for their strength. Lord, I pray for their funding. I pray that you give them direction, oh God. Help them, oh God. Help them to stand when the enemy comes before them, O God. Lord, protect them. Protect the people, O God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I pray for the discouraged, God, who feel low, who feel like there's nowhere to turn anymore, that they feel sad and burdened in their hearts. I pray and ask that you uplift them even now, Lord. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that you are for them. Let them know, oh God, that today will be a better day and that tomorrow will be a better tomorrow. And, Lord, just give them strength, oh God. Give them peace in their hearts, peace in their minds, oh God. Peace in their spirits, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Some people might have feel that they have sinned and that they can't come to you. But all they have to do is repent and seek your face, and know that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords, God. We bless your name. We give you the glory, for there is none like you. Our Father God, we just lift you up today, and we honor you. We honor you. We honor you for the brightness of your glory. We honor you for your power, O God. We honor you for your majesty, God. We honor you for your glorious name, Lord. We honor you, God, and we praise you, God. For we would be nothing without you, God. We would be nothing without you, God. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. Lord, the sight of your glory is like a devouring fire on the top of the mount. Lord, we just praise you, God. Let we just praise you. Rain down on us. Keep us within your presence, O God. Keep us within your will. Let us know when we are doing wrong that we would turn our face back to you. Let us know when we are off track that we would turn our face back to you. Help us to seek your face daily, to fall on our knees before you daily and not forget who you are or your presence. For you are powerful and mighty. And we just praise you and we give you the glory. There is none other like you, God. Thank you, Jesus, for all things and everything. We thank you, Lord. We thank you even for the morning light. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, for all things around us. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our families. We thank you for the children. We thank you, Lord, for our friendships. We thank you for our jobs, God. We thank you for keeping us in perfect health and in perfect peace. We thank you, Lord. And even through our struggles, Lord, we thank you for keeping us. We thank you for when the enemy attacks, that you continuously stand with us. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, when we don't know where to turn. Lord, you guide. Lord, we thank you for your favor. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace and mercy. We thank you, God. We thank you for the spirit of wisdom, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We praise you, and we give you the glory. We praise you, God. We thank you for being our shepherd. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name.